Unit 4, Recording 4.23. Listen. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Majida. Why does he call her to the living room?
Majida, can you come into the living room, please?
Okay, Dad. Is there anything wrong?
Well, yes. You were in the living room and you switched on the lights and the TV. Then you went to the dining room to do your homework, but you left everything on in here. That wastes a lot of energy, Majida, and it's quite expensive. You really need to switch things off when you aren't using them. Can you do that?
Sorry, Dad.
2. You will hear a teacher, Mrs. Hamad, talking to her students. What did she ask them to do?
Okay, everyone. Did you all read the article for homework? It was on pages 56 and 57.
Mrs. Hamad, I read it, but I didn't understand everything, especially the part about air pollution and how it can change the climate.
Well, air pollution is making the planet warmer, and that can change the climate. But I'll explain it better in our lesson this afternoon. If you don't understand, you can ask more questions, okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mrs. Hamad.
3. You will hear a brother and sister talking about a group. How can the boy learn more?
I wish we could do something to help protect the environment around our town.
There are lots of things we could do. Why don't we join the park patrol?
The park patrol? What's that?
It's a group of people who help to care for the parks in the town. They pick up rubbish and plant new trees every spring. They have a blog on the internet.
Okay, I'll take a look. It sounds great. Thanks.
4. You will hear a boy doing a presentation. How much of our planet's water can we drink?
My presentation today is about water and how we should protect it. Did you know only 3% of our planet's water is good for drinking? The other 97% of our water is in the oceans, and it's salt water, so we can't drink it. There is also drinking water underground, but it takes a long time to collect down there. That's why we need to protect our lakes and rivers.